What's up, Goon Squad? It's RJ and
Danielle
from Graveyard
Goons.
Hey guys, so listen, we were gone for like a month and a half, and then we made this episode on a Sunday. Why'd we do it on Sunday?
Because we failed to deliver on Wednesday, and we were like, well, we better do something for the people sooner than Wednesday, or we look like a bunch of bogus bitches.
All sacks. All right. So anyway, we made this episode for you guys on a Sunday. It was very fun. Usually when we take a break and we come back, our episodes are utter dog trash. So this was a damn fun episode. We're pretty proud of it. We just tried to get a job. Where did we try to get a job at, honey?
Everywhere.
Every damn where.
Dog trash.
That's right, dog trash. So, anyway, RIP to Carlito from Madhouse Live. If you guys don't know who that is, look that up on YouTube. And we did a tribute to Carlito on this episode by involving a lot of crazy-ass sound effects and having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. It was really cool and also very distracting at the same time.
She really enjoyed it. Anyway, guys, enjoy this episode. It's our job, it's your job, it's everyone's job to laugh.
To your epitaph, RIP Carlito.
And as always, we love you.
Hi.
Oh, what's up, people? My name is RJ.
I'm Danielle.
And we are the Graveyard Goons, and this is Calls from the Grave. The show where every single Wednesday, unless you've haven't been around for the last month and a half, these two fine supple couple young supple nupple drupples live prank call people from all over the fucking country from the comfort of our own grave, because we're gonna die one day and it's our job to laugh.
Tear epitaph.
I'm rusty, y'all. That intro was rusty. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of pebbles on that road. Man, Dustin, drink. All right, drink up. Whoa there. Loving these animations. Thank you, good sir. Man, what the fuck's up, people? The world has changed.
The world's gone to shit, kinda.
Oh, my God.
But also, like, this cool revival thing that's happening, and it's exciting.
Hell yeah.
But what's really good with it? Who's still locked up in their house?
And who's controlling it all? Follow the money, people.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out. There's some stuff going on. You know, Danielle and I, we do what we can to get out and to, you know, support our friends, you know, especially our black friends in this movement right now. You know what I'm saying? We got to go out there and virtue signal a couple times and show people. She didn't like that. But, nah, for serious, though, there's a lot of cool stuff going on right now, man. We went to a protest. We want to tell you guys about this little story, though.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I just want to...
Speaking of virtue signaling.
No. Yeah, no shit. Right off the bat, huh? Let me see if I remember how my screens work. All right, so we went out to a protest yesterday, and we thought right before we left, we were like, oh, we got to make a cool sign, man. What's our statement?
What's our sign?
Mine's Capricorn.
Wait till you see it.
Mm. So we scramble real quick, right? And we make a sign, and we're like, oh, you know, I'm just going to show you all the sign. Like, just be honest. What do you think? All right.
I can't believe you put this on here.
Does this need explanation? When you see this, does this need an explanation? Or is the implication clear?
Answer in the chat.
Answer in the comments, please. Because
we can't
know.
Hear you.
Oh, no. You know, the worst part was it wasn't going away when I was pressing the button. I was like, this can't be the show the entire night. It's a tweet.
What?
Is that Mohek? I don't know. You mean the owl god? Moloch? The owl god? Justin, what's up, man? Welcome in here. Hey, so you know what that means, right? Do y'all know what that means? Because here's the look that we were getting from people in the protest.
They were a little confused. I could tell that everybody that kind of glanced over at the sign either had to second guess what they were thinking or initially thought that we were definitely racist.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about. Like, when we were walking out there, we were like, all right, we do have a sign that starts off saying, I'm not racist, but, and then it has an X over it. So we don't, anyway, we're back, y'all. This is why we can't go into the real world. Okay, that's why we got to stay right here in the studio and make prank calls. So, guys, it's been a minute. We missed y'all.
We did.
We missed y'all.
Sorry.
Sorry, man. A lot going on, and we will get into it. But for now, let's start this damn show off, all right? Let's see. Let's see if I can remember how to work our equipment. I had to dust all the cobwebs off of here earlier.
Was Woe There saying that that sign is a tweet?
Is a tweet? You're not woke enough. Keep it simple, stupid.
I'm down with ACAB.
Dude, I know, right? So that's exactly what we said when we left. We were like, you've got to keep shit so simple for people, man. Like, that's in film, that's in comedy, it's in everything, man. I've been perfecting my Carl Weezer impersonation for when I finally make a prank call. Bro, hell yeah.
What
Power
up, Pucks. Paul?
What's up, man?
That's my stepdad.
That is your stepdad.
What was I going to say? I forgot. We were talking about something.
We were talking about systemic racism in America.
Oh, cool.
No,
Woe There put that ACAB thing on. I have a hoodie that says that in my storage unit, and I'm trying to get it out so that I could rock it again. I haven't worn it in a long time because I thought I was going to get in trouble the last time I wore it. So I think we should get that out and rock it around Easton.
Let's do it. We need a badass leather jacket, too, looking like the Fonz out in this bitch.
Just, like, up the punks, y'all.
Hell yeah. So we got a lot of things coming up. Danielle and I got a lot of things coming for you guys, man. We're very excited about them, but we didn't want to unleash all the beast right off the bat tonight, so we're going to trickle it in. Let's call a restaurant. Let's see what we can do. Oh, by the way, tonight's theme, doing something a little different. I did fart. Whatever, move past it. Tonight's theme is we're going to try to get a job. So I've been out of work for 10 weeks now.
I have not.
No, she has not. Let's do it. Let's get a job, y'all. Let's get a damn job.
I actually need a vacation.
Yeah, we both need a damn vacation. And people are like, what the fuck? You just left for a month and a half. You need a vacation? All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Aloha, thank you for calling Nico's Tap and Table. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I was wondering if you guys are hiring.
Ooh, that is a great question. Would you mind if I put you on hold really quick and double check?
Sure. Thank you so much.
Of course. Just give me one moment.
All right, thanks. All right, now while she's gone, know this. The job that I'm looking for is very unique. I'm not sure they have this job. I'm not sure anybody has this job.
Right. Hi, thanks for calling Nico's.
Hi, yeah, how you doing? My name is Jake. I was wondering, are you guys looking for any restaurant singers right now?
What are you looking to do? I mean, our front of the house is fairly okay. Our back of the house, we may need some people, but as far as bartenders and servers and stuff like that, we are not looking. Most of our staff did come back or they're on standby.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I'm actually a certified restaurant singer. I was wondering if it's a front of the house position. I was wondering, do you guys have any restaurant singers right now in there?
Do we have any what? Say that one more time.
Restaurant singers? Do you guys have any restaurant singers right now in your restaurant?
I can't say restaurant. Say that one more time. I'm so sorry. I'm in the middle of the restaurant. Restaurant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Restaurant singers.
Oh, no, we don't. No, I'm sorry, brother. No, we're good. In fact, they put a pause on live music for the time being, and we do have sort of a roster of people that we work with that are also kind of on standby waiting to come back.
Oh, okay. No, I think you might have me confused, actually. What I do is my position in the restaurant is I come in and let's say, like, I'll give you an example. Like,
come down and check us out.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of a rush, man. I won't.
It's going
to
be
drop
the fucking glass, right. Dishes in the ass, but you ain't gotta worry about shit, cause she gonna sweep it up. Don't nobody look around and up, cause we gotta fucking clean this mess up, baby boy. Ain't nobody gonna eat some food off of the floor, goddamn, boy. You hung up, didn't you? Alright. So,
that's unique.
That was interesting. I was happy with it.
Yeah, so.
Well, they just turned into wow there. All right, honey, who you calling first? You got to let them know.
Let's call this crematory.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's call it crematory, baby. Crematory, baby.
Cream.
Crematory. Hello, I'm here for the cream.
Hey, can you turn the people into cream?
Yeah, I would like some Rocky Road, and I'm going to bring my friend in Rhodes. He's dead. All right, crematorium. Man, we missed the fuck out of y'all. For real, for real.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's do it. Crematorium. Hit it. Hit it. Shout out to our YouTube getting 300 fucking subscribers.
Yeah.
And now almost 400.
How'd that happen?
Crazy. That's dope. Welcome all the new people. Welcome, welcome.
You've reached cremation service.
This old bitch.
Right on another call.
Do not.
They sound sleepy.
They did. Sleepy, sleepy. All right, here we go. Here we go. We got a crematorium for yo, saying what?
I wonder if these places are open on Sunday.
Your call may be monitored for quality or training purposes.
Well, people are dying every day, right now more than ever. So my jaw dropped, Evan. Evan, you better pick that bad bitch up.
Why, though?
Because my fucking lyrics were so solid, honey.
Sick.
Yeah. What happened? What happened?
They just decided to monitor the call. That's it.
That's all that was?
They just wanted to listen to our voice.
Oh, that's cool.
And move on.
They were probably very confused if they heard what we were saying.
Yep.
All right, here we go. I need the SoundCloud link.
Yeah,
I'm a big
did.
Fan of the singing. RJ spent 30 days writing that song. Yeah.
You make me cremate.
Hell yeah.
Good afternoon, Trigwin.
Hi. So I was just wondering if I could maybe get some experience from you guys.
Some what, I'm sorry?
Experience. You see, like, during this whole COVID pandemic thing, I've been, like, really losing my marbles a little bit. And I am also looking for a job. So in order for myself to get out of the house and kill two birds with one stone, first of all, are you guys hiring?
Well, to be honest with you, we've been shut down by the governor for the last 2.5 months, and we just opened Friday, but, you know, not to the tourist market because there's no tourists here, so it's all Kamaaina. So, no, the short answer is no. I mean, like, I don't have enough work to keep my regular staff working.
Okay, well, maybe we could make, like, a new little side gig. I don't know how you would feel about this, but basically I am, how do you say this, losing my shit. And I am on the verge of getting rid of my family. And maybe all these people that are passing away from COVID, we could just, like, start our own business and don't worry about the governor because nobody's really paying attention to that stuff right now anyways.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking about incoming visitors, or who are you talking about?
Yeah, well, incoming visitors, like, who are you referring to?
I didn't really understand what you were saying there, but, yeah, right now our charter boats are limited to 8 people. You know, we have our larger boat accommodates 48, but or 49, but he's limiting us to 8 people. So, but I mean, we don't have, I mean, 99% of our business is visitor industry and, you know, there's very few visitors coming here and they, you know, they have to go to 14-day quarantine anyway. So, that's pretty much dead until he opens up, you know, the state to visitors again. So, you know, we're taking out Kamaaina and local residents because they're not under quarantine.
Oh, well, what do you guys do for the people that are passing away that are in quarantine? Do you still get to cremate them?
Well, yeah, we don't cremate. You know, we can refer you to a wonderful mortuary that does the cremation. And then we take out families or individuals or couples, or and we also do unattended ash gatherings here on Oahu. The permits for the outer islands haven't been released by the state yet, but we can assist a family with an ash gathering on Oahu right now.
Gotcha. Do you guys only do that on like Ash Wednesday, or is it like an all-year-round type of thing?
Oh, no, no. We do them every day of the year. I mean, we usually take Christmas and Thanksgiving off, but yeah, it's available throughout the year.
Okay, cool. So if I wanted to bring my family in there, how would you go about processing them?
You're talking about your family who's deceased?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the first start would be maybe visit our website for ash gatherings. Do you have internet access there?
Sometimes.
Okay, so it's Hawaii.
Hawaii dash.
No, ash like
hash. Hash. Okay.
Hash. No, ash like ash scattering.
Ash. Oh, okay.
Ash.
Yes.
Scatterings.
Yes.
scatterings.com.
Okay. Hash.
And then you would just ash.
Yeah, ass scatters.
Sounds like you're saying hash. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I just got a speechy problem.
No worries. So Hawaii Ash Scatterings, plural.com. And then up on the menu, just select island packages and Oahu. And then you'll see our different departure points. But right now we're just offering on the South Shore. That's, our charter boats on the South Shore, which is Honolulu. We can operate those. The other ones we can't operate yet just because they have permits.
So what kind of package comes in ash?
For an ash guttering?
Like, so if I wanted to bring my family's package in, how would you ash it?
Are you on Hawaii or in Hawaii right now, or are you on the mainland?
Yeah, I'm in Hawaii. Currently, I'm in Kailua.
Okay, so your family's ashes are with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you wanted to schedule something, you could just bring the ashes with you if you want to the boat. If you want them to be in like an eco urn or biodegradable urn, we would need to get the ashes from you in advance.
But what if it was just a package? Like, just a package, that's it. I just want to bring a piece of my family's package in. And also, I'm trying to ask you a question. Can we scatter these ashes, like, maybe inside of a volcano? Like, I really want this thing to erupt.
No, we don't scatter ashes inside of a volcano.
But, like, it already makes ash itself, so that would be, like, really eco-friendly, I feel. I don't know, just a hunch. And, can you cremate a pet and a relative together?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The mortuary can.
That's cool. So maybe the packaging, like maybe whenever you put it in this container, it can say just me and my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's fun. So
yeah.
Can you put a big package in a big ash?
Well, the biodegradable urns hold about 6 pounds of ashes.
Holy
so,
moly.
You know, if you had a Great Dane and mom, that you'd need urn, what's called a puolo, for each of them. If it's a little, like a little chihuahua and mom, we could probably combine them into one biodegradable urn. So it just depends on the quantity of ashes, whether they'll fit in one urn or you need a second one.
What happens if I just wanted to toss my uncle in the volcano and make him ash? Because
you can toss the ashes, but it,
his meat body, I want to put it in the volcano so he comes out as ash and it's all very natural and interesting and everybody can see the experience and feel him.
Yeah, well, the only active volcano in the state's on the Big Island. You'd have to go over there, and right now there's a 14-day quarantine for that. And I don't think anybody's going to let you throw a body into the volcano.
Oh. So 6 pounds is quite a big ash. How much does a human normally ash in weight?
It's probably average, 5 to 7 pounds.
Huh. So if you're like 5'4", you end up being like 6 pounds?
Yeah, it depends on the bone density and, other variables there. But
what if you're really thick with the two C's?
Say again, I'm sorry?
What happens if you're like a really thick person with two C's, thick? The kids say thick.
It might run a little heavier. It just, you never know until you get the ashes back from the mortuary. And then, we can weigh them and let you know you need a second pool or urn, or one will suffice.
Wow. So my friend told me that activated charcoal is good for you to fight against COVID and stuff. How about ash, though?
I don't think so.
Do you bury squab?
What is squab?
Caca! It's just a fun little creature,
I don't know. Why don't you, what is your name?
Oh, my name is Ash.
Your name is Ash?
Yeah, they call me Ashley, though.
Short for Ashley, okay. Well, Ash, why don't you visit our website, and then you can make a reservation online. And then, we can sort out, the biodegradable urns and the time and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got to sort out all the ash and stuff. And
you wrote down our website, right?
Yeah. Hey, so can I, eat that stuff? Is it okay if you just, want your family to be a part of your body forever? I want them always in my heart, and I feel like if I consume them, they'll be in my meat body with their meat body, but just in ash form.
And up to you. I wouldn't, but you can if you want.
Okay. And my wife is a real doll, and she died of COVID. Can you ash that?
What died of COVID?
My wife. She's a real doll.
Your wife died of COVID?
Mm-hmm.
She's been cremated, hasn't she?
Shit. Fuck it. Let's bring her in.
We can accommodate as many deceased as you have. So, Ash, I've got to run. Visit the website, make a reservation, and then we can follow up and answer a bunch more questions for you, okay?
All right. Well, thanks for all the ash. I can't wait to up on this. Hey, I'll talk to you soon. I'll be in there probably in 20 minutes. I know you guys are closed, but we're going to do this top secret agent type of mission here. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Ash.
Cool, man. Thanks, dude. Love you.
Aloha.
Uh-huh. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't know. That guy was too cool.
Oh, my God. That was fun. That was a good one. Yeah, that guy, he just kind of would let you do anything. What's up, everybody, in the Facebook chat? Charlie Farias, V. Halls. What's up, my friends? I just found out right before we went on that Banksy has a fucking Instagram account. I thought that was pretty cool. He's doing some cool stuff out there, old Banksy Banks. That is completely irrelative. What is not irrelative, though, is the fact that as of today, Danielle just designed, drum roll please, to all of our patrons out there that have been waiting a long-ass time to get anything over the last month, this brand new bitchin' sticker. That's right. Check that motherfucker out. Yeah, check that motherfucker out, dude. You got this bitchin' sticker. Talk about it, Deb.
I have no clue what you just said, but anyway, that's a tarot card, but it's the Fool, and it's this little clown dude with a phone. Clearly, you can fucking see it. Do I really need to explain?
Yeah, talk about it. Talk about it. Where was your spirit when you designed it?
Stressed.
Stressed the fuck out?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there before.
50 Shades of Stress.
50 Shades of fucking
all. What have you guys been doing during this whole thing? Because we've been losing our shit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, what is going on with the people of the world out there, man? I do know this. I know a lot of crazy shit's been going on, and the week after we fucking left. We were really saddened to hear that Carlito died, guys. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Carlito. That I can't believe that happened, man. He was like such a young dude too. Like, and so as a dedication to that young man, we wanted to incorporate more sound effects into tonight's show because that dude was fucking awesome at sound effects. Oh my God. When he would call people and talk about renting their cars, and then he would destroy their cars with audio on the phone with, like, insurance companies, that was fucking brilliant. But RIP Carlito. Anybody who is not familiar with Carlito, please go to Madhouse Live. Subscribe to that dude from the grave. That man is the epitome of laugh to your epitaph. So, love you, man. Love you in the sky, dude. Or wherever you go after this life, I don't know. All right, let's do it. Let's get another call in. All right. Next up, I'm going to be calling my boy, the plumber. Let's call a plumber, y'all. We need a damn plumber. And we need one that does emergency services. We need an emergency plumber. Handyman. Is the handyman yours, honey, or is that a plumber? Oh, you got an actual plumber for me. All right, cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it, mate. Mm-hmm. I've been very excited about this call, and I hope we get a good participant on the other end of the line. All right, here we go. Let's fucking do it then, mate.
Right. You've reached Smart Plumbing Hawaii. If you're calling during normal business hours, based on our plumbing urgency matrix, mm-hmm. if you have a red-hot urgency and need to reach one of our available plumbers now, press 1.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a mellow yellow warm...
What?
Red-hot emergency and mellow yellow is a soda fountain.
If you have a mellow yellow, if you've peed in the pool, let us know.
Thank you for holding. We will be with you as soon as possible.
Oh, get it, girl. Pop that pussy back when you're rolling out the back. Got to tell it, but the fucking neck, but the fuck the back. Hey,
I made a red hot emergency all over the floor.
That's right. I have pissed on my shit. I made a red hot emergency all over the floor. I'm embarrassed. Oh, I love it. Let's go to the ball, darling. That's right. Tonight we're here with Great Gatsby. We're eating fine cheeses.
Sashay away.
Someone has done cocaine off of the swans in the fountains.
Cool.
Yes. Yes. All right, y'all better answer. I'm about to call somebody else. Let's call another plumber while we're waiting for this plumber, and then if they answer, we'll put them on the phone together. God, I wish that would work. We'll just make people think that we really love classical music when they pick up the phone on the other end. Here we go. Let's do it. So, guys, tell me, I heard that Dragomir is not on doing the hijinks shows anymore, the live shows. So what's up with that? Are there any live shows on hijinks anymore at all?
Hey, is this going to get us booted?
It's already did if it did. Hello? Hello? What is happening there, mate? Hello, what is happening here, buddy?
Thank you for holding. We will be with you.
Thank you for calling JBC Plumbing. Sorry we're not able to answer your phone call at the moment, but if you leave your name, a phone number, and a...
All right, so that one didn't answer. Let's get another one in here, y'all.
Thank you for calling Smart Plumbing Hawaii. This is Erica speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Erica. Yes, I have a bit of a, I think it's like a drip going on right now in my basement.
Okay, I'd be happy to help. Let me just go ahead and collect some information. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Yes. My name is Jake Jalanthri.
Okay.
All right. And what I was trying to do, what's your name? I apologize. What's your name?
No, that's okay. It's Erica. Can you spell your last name for me, please, Jake?
Oh, yes. Jalanthry. That's J-A-T-H-E-L-R-E-A-Y-I.
Okay, let me repeat that back. So I have it down as Jake, J-A-K-E.
Uh-huh.
And then Jalanthry, J-A-T-H-E-L-L-R-E-A-Y-I.
Oh, actually, there's two Y's at the end. I apologize. Two Y's and then an I. I apologize.
Okay, two Y's and an I.
Terrific.
Okay, perfect. And what is a good phone number for you?
So a good phone number for me is going to be, hold on, let me make sure I give you the right one, because I actually have two phones. I'm a bit of a popular person.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, let's see. My phone number is, right, hold on a minute. There we go. 302-536-8416.
Okay, 302-536-8416.
That is correct. And so I was wondering, are you guys looking for someone right now with everything going on with the recession and everything? Are you looking to hire somebody as well? Because I do have a bit of experience with plumbing. And so I was figuring, you know, maybe I could, you know, kill two birds with one plumbing chop.
Okay, well, what I can do is I can go ahead and forward this over to a technician.
Oh,
and
terrific.
Let them know that you have a drip in the basement, as well as that you're interested in employment as well. Let's see here.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Well, I've been fixing it myself, or trying to fix it myself, and it looks like it's actually getting much worse by the minute. It's probably not a good application.
It.
You can hear it. Oh my goodness, yeah. So,
yep.
I mean, what do you recommend? Just work on it myself. Do you think I'd be able to like handle it, or should you guys come out here? Because it seems to be getting in the emergency area at this point.
Let me forward a message over to a technician.
You think
that
I should work as a technician on it right now? Okay, yeah, no problem. All right, let me try that. Oh my God. Should I keep going?
Oh, with that would be at your discretion, sir.
Okay.
Let them know that you have a drip in the basement. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah,
and
no.
Then,
yeah. Okay, now I'm in a situation. Oh. No. Jerry, come on, don't come in. Don't bring the baby in here. No, you guys, this isn't, come on, this is serious. I've got a plumber on the phone right. You're not going to swim in there. Can you guys come out like immediately? This has really turned into something. My wife is super upset.
Yes, sir. Let me go ahead and forward this information over, and then I will have them go ahead and contact you as soon as possible.
It seems to be getting it. Okay, now, is it going to be a problem if it gets around any, like, electrical things? I know that's probably not good, right?
Oh. I'm with the appointment desk. I'm not a technician. But I can have them go ahead and return your call.
Okay, yeah. That sounds great. I think I might need that at this point.
Hello?
Yeah. I think I just shorted out everything in the house. It's dark. Have you seen the baby? Where's the baby? Oh, okay. All right, well, the baby's safe, I guess. My wife stopped crying, though.
Alrighty.
All right.
Let me forward this to a technician, and then we'll have them return your call so they can assist you.
Hey, that sounds great. I'll probably need... okay. Do you guys have... you guys have any firefighters on call as well? Because I feel like having an issue.
Oh, I have no
sense,
but let me forward this over and then I'll have them return your call.
All right, that's great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
What the fuck?
That goes out to Carlito, y'all. That man and his sound effects were amazing. It's a huge inspiration. So, anyway, guys, we're trying to get more sound effects involved in the show whenever we can. And so tonight, I was like, you know what? I want to fuck around with them a little bit. And if we can't do it with every call because it's a lot on the system. So we are going to see how much we can stack in here.
I was just watching you push all those buttons and I felt like I was high because I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's a lot. It was a lot. That was fun. That was fun. When you have the buttons, they kind of do a lot of the work for you. Do you think if I let my freezer open, it might freeze it over so I can skate on it? Man, I wish I saw that. I didn't see anything, actually. I was kind of in a flow state somewhere on that call. That was fun. Okay, let's do this. All right, honey, who you calling next?
I put engineer down, but did I write down any numbers for that?
You got a handyman on here.
Nah, that ain't it, dog.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. All right, you got it.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Handyman?
No. It says, these ones. Boom, boom.
Okay. Engineer.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. You are calling an engineer.
Am I?
I think so.
Cool.
Let's do it. Let's get it. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Kick back, grab a drink, or whatever the hell
Aloha
you do.
Aloha and mahalo for calling Hawaii Engineering. Our office is now closed. Our business hours are from 8
are you whispering?
p.m. Monday to Friday.
Hello. I have been hiding from my bosses
in the
corner. I feel like
that is for meditation.
Hi.
Or yoga.
Follow the breath in. Scream at your dog. Breathe out. All right. Here we go. Time to get it. Where did I type that? That just got typed into nothingness. That went into the.
Wow.
Here we go. Oh. Get it, baby. Get it.
You have reached an SPE after our regular business hours of 8:30 a.m.
Excuse me? All right. I got one more on here.
Mm-hmm.
I got one more engineered.
That's great.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not open on Sunday. We don't normally do our show on Sunday.
That's true. But we will be back this Wednesday, per usual. For all the people that enjoy the Wednesday show. Twitch, what's up? What's good, Slippery Cheeks? <That's fun>. All right.
Aloha, and thank you for calling Sea Engineering. Our offices are currently closed. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m.
Do you want to go with handyman? You think you could work that over with the handyman guy?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, cool. Or we could do like Lowe's or something. Let's see.
No, I'll do the handyman.
Handyman? All right.
The idea I had for the handyman was kind of just a punny thing, and it wasn't even that cool, so fuck it.
Fuck it. All right, there you go. Let them know what is really good in the hood. Young squire.
You click through this shit too quick, and people are talking. I can't even see what it says.
Oh, is they? What they be saying? He probably worried. Devil agent. Oh. Man, where did that guy go?
Hello? Hello? Where did that guy go?
Where did that guy go? All right. Did someone say Geico?
Let's call that dude.
You want to call that dude?
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. All right, let me find the number.
Hell yeah. So what have you guys been doing during this whole pandemic thing? We've literally been losing our shit. We've worked on like 27 million projects in this whole pandemic situation. It's been absolutely ridiculous.
Matter of fact, while I'm looking for this number, tell them about the sample pack. Wait. The sample pack. Hit it.
Oh, so yeah, we have these cool new sample packs now. And we also have a website. I don't know if we had that prior to...
We didn't.
Yeah. So we have a website. It's creepytikitea.com. And we sell Kava, Kratom, and CBD now. Ooh, oh, we stepping it the fuck up, dog.
That's right.
And with the sample pack, you spend $20, and that includes shipping. You get the green, the white, the Kava, the red, the yellow, and that little baby CBD tincture. And we are probably doing this for a limited time. We might bring it back another time, but they are selling like crazy. So get it today, baby. We be sending them out tomorrow morning.
Hold on. Let's get that out of there real quick. This is pure mayhem.
So when I said we are losing our shit, I didn't mean like we are upset and depressed because we've been stuck inside. I mean, we've literally been running ourselves into the ground because RJ hasn't gotten any unemployment and we've just been like steady working to
hustling,
make that
baby.
Money, dog. It's been crazy.
We painted a cool mural this past week. We painted a cool mural. That shit's dope. We'll show that next week. Here you go, guys. Agent Satan, man. He back in action. He's going to be so happy to talk to you, honey.
Cool.
Yo, I hope he's all right.
Same.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm sorry I'm
not
here to take
Dave.
Your call, but leave a message.
You want to try Furby Lady?
Okay.
Let's do it. While we're at it, let's just call Furby Lady.
I'm so sad.
You're sad?
I think I'm going to cry.
Because homeboy didn't answer?
Just wanted someone excited to talk to me.
Oh, wow. I'm right here, honey. I'm right here.
Bitch.
Damn. It's been awful. Lots of boringness. Oh, man. What's your name, dude? Is it Wolfington? I like that. Wolfington.
It's
Wolfington.
Cool.
I like your name, dude. It's fucking cool. I'm right here, too. Hell yeah, whoa there. We out here. Oh, here we go.
Please leave your message for...
Yo, she changed her number, honey. That's egregious. Okay, let's do this.
I'm so sad.
Let's call.
What's up, Claire?
Claire, what's up? What's
baby
up?
Girl,
Devin, what's up,
doing?
Dude?
How you doing?
How you doing? All right, let's do this. What number would you like to call? Do you want to switch gears here, or I could do another handyman?
No, yeah, okay.
All right.
I said, no, yeah, that okay.
The master of indecisiveness.
Oh, yeah.
That is me. Just give me that label.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Your woe there is right. Wolf it 10. Wolf it 10. Wolf it 10. Wolf it 10. Hello. My name is Wolf it 10. All right. These are the most unhandy handyman I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, guys, when we left, we had like 299 subscribers. We're getting on the upper point of 300 now. You guys are awesome, man.
Yeah, thank you.
We don't know where...
You reached Ryan at Handyman Services Hawaii.
Fuck you, Ryan.
Damn. How you gonna cuss Ryan out? All right, let's get the next one. Next one is Handyman Delight. Hello, my name is Sir Handy. Sirhan.
Ryan and Chad, what's the difference?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing? I don't know. I know some cool Ryans. I know no cool Chads.
I was just kidding. I know like three cool Ryans.
Yeah, Ryans are pretty cool. Chads, questionable. Unless any of our fans are Chads, and then Chad's an amazing name.
Thanks for enjoying the show, Wolf at 10.
Oh, thanks, man. Hell yeah. Oh, damn it. Come on. We'll enjoy the show when somebody picks up.
No, it's Sunday.
Yeah. All right, let's switch gears, honey.
Thank you for calling.
Let's call
Handy.
Some massage.
Oh, yes, please. I'm very excited for this one.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
I'm just excited about it. I need a massage.
You have buttons to push, and you're going to annoy the fuck out of me
with
it.
Nope, not me, honey. I'm not a button pusher. Bone bowl. Oh!
Shit, y'all called us out.
Damn.
Massage, how can I help you?
Hi. Yeah, so you guys are like open and good to go, huh?
Yes.
Cool.
Monday.
Just curious, are you hiring?
A massage therapist?
Yeah.
Not at the moment. We're kind of stacked. You never know, though. I would, if you want to, like, email us with your resume.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe in July we might have some openings.
Oh, cool. July's not that far away. I think that I'd be, like, a really good candidate for this job because, well, I'm, like, certified, and I used to work for this really rich man who helped me push my career to great heights. But he passed away, so I'm looking for a new job. You might know who he is.
Who is he?
Yeah, he's really rich, and he has, like, his own island.
Wow.
Yeah, but he passed away not that long ago, so...
Oh, no.
Yeah, not to name drop or anything, but do you know Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, yeah.
From
the media, yeah.
He used to be my boss and my daddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He used to call him Big Daddy Epstein. And he helped me push my career very far. Like, I'm now, like, so good at my job, and I am looking to start over somewhere new.
Oh, cool. And you have a Hawaii state license massage?
Yeah.
Hawaii.
I have a couple different ones.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to email us your resume, like I said, I think maybe July we'll probably have some openings.
Okay. They call me Becky Epstein. And I think it'd be best if instead of giving you my resume, I just came in and showed you what I'm really good at.
Okay, but we do you have any type of resume? I mean, you can leave them off of it if you want.
Yeah, my resume is in my hands. And, like, I really know how to make people happy.
Okay, well, I mean, do you want to call us back in July?
Well, I kind of want to come in and give you, like, a little sample. Is that okay?
Well, right now we're kind of, like, we're pretty busy. Actually, we're extremely busy, so all our rooms are packed. I don't really have any time right now. Maybe towards the end of the month we will.
Okay. Well, what if I just did it for free? Like, I'm not even asking for anything. I just really need some validation.
Yeah, well, I don't really have any room right now because we have 5 rooms here.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of traumatized for life, and I just really need a good friend on top of that, so on top of me, and I just really want to give somebody a good rub down.
So the owner, her name is Sandy Stennin.
Yeah, Sandy.
She'll be in tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, from 8:30 to 3:00, if you want to call and talk to her.
Okay. Do you think that she'd be a good friend to give a handy?
Well, she's the owner, so she could help you more than any of us could.
Okay. Do you think she'd be down to, like, get a sample massage?
Maybe. I'm not really sure. Normally we have people send us their resume, and then we call them and talk to them over the phone, but she's the one who does that. So I'd probably recommend you just call and talk to her.
Okay. Can I give a handy to Sandy? Ooh, she might like it. Yeah, that's great. So tell me, like, a little bit about your procedures. Do you guys normally get a total nakey piece or...
No, well, I mean, it's up to the client. I mean, I prefer that they leave their underwear on.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's kind of ick.
Yeah.
But do I leave my underwear on?
Yes.
I was just curious because sometimes I don't wear them in my pants. Like, I don't really like to wear underwear. But how many fingers do you guys normally use when you get in there?
How many?
For, like, deep tissue.
Your elbow?
Oh, damn. That's what's up. Grease lightning to Sandy.
Yeah, I would recommend you give her a call.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I can't wait to get it all the way into the elbow. That's awesome. I'm going to talk to her, and we're going to work out this whole program, and hopefully I can come in there and just work everybody out, you know? Everybody's got some aches and pains, and I know I'm good at what I do. He told me, and we can maybe be like Fister Sisters.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so, but yeah, she'll be there tomorrow. Here be tomorrow and Tuesday, so I would call any sometime between 8:30 and 3.
Coolio. I'm so excited. Okay. Right, thank you so much. I love you.
Good day.
Love Bye-bye. You. Bye. Love you.
Oh my God.
That is
amazing.
Ridiculous.
Hold up. I'm trying to get these damn
lights. I think she was still on there.
Oh, all right. Good, good. Hold up. What we got here?
Fucking.
What are you doing there,
buddy? I have no clue what you doing.
You know, just, you know.
So, yeah, this is our show.
This is it.
Yeah.
There we go. We're going to turn that down a little bit. I felt like it was too bright in here. Did I make it brighter?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know what you're doing.
I'm just, you know.
I can't even see, dude.
There we go. That seems better, right? Look at that.
Now it looks like we're fucking telling ghost stories.
Dude, I love it.
Dude, I love it.
Dude, I fucking love it, dude.
This is weird.
I like this. Do you guys like this better than the other lighting, man?
The other lighting was making me feel like I belonged in the 80s.
Yeah, it made me feel like I was in some weird hallucinogenic basement in Studio 54.
Just like again, in the movie, in the 80s. In the movie Drive.
Yeah, oh, man. What's up, everybody? Hell yeah. That was fun. Good job, honey. That was a very Epstein call. It was a very nice Epstein call. All right. Next up, do a locksmith. You know what? Let's do a little bit of an advertisement real quick for our boy, Dragomir. Hey, everybody. This is Dragomir. If you guys aren't familiar with Dragomir, you should go to YouTube and you should look up his channel. He's fucking hilarious. And also, you can find him on, it's Mixer, right? Or Mixler. Which is it? You know. Mixler?
I don't know now.
We are so bad with the Mixler thing. But yeah, he's on Mixler.
You
all right?
Know when you put the pressure on.
I thought you knew.
No.
I had pure faith in you, honey. Dragomir will let y'all know, though. I'm sure he's in the comment. RJ... You a bit hot on the mic. Oh, thank you, good sir. Thank
Mixler.
You. Mixler. I didn't know I was that attractive to you over there. Thank you. All right. Hold on. I'm going to adjust that.
That was real gay.
There we go. Okay. Hopefully that's better. Yeah. Mixler. My bad. Go check out Dragomir, guys. He's fucking hilarious. Very funny young man.
I feel like this lighting makes us look angry.
Does it?
I don't know.
You guys think we look pissed now?
It just seems very serious.
It's very serious. Guys, welcome to Calls from the Grave, the very serious show.
What if we were serious?
Oh, no. We can't be having that in here. Guys, laugh to your epitaph. That's the motto of the show, because we're going to die one day. That day's not today. So, you know. Have fun with it, man.
So fucking massage it out.
Massage it out. Don't take life too seriously, guys. Don't take life too seriously. Very easy to do. Very easy thing to do. But if you guys are ever feeling like, man, my day's kind of fucked up, just pick up the phone and call someone you don't know and take that negative energy and give it to them and let them have it.
Someone I don't know texted me the other day.
Aloha. You have reached Anung and Sunlock and Key.
Oh, yeah, someone did text you the other day. They're like, hello?
They said, hello, period. Who's this? I said, this is Rascal Pascal, ASL, and then they stopped talking.
Oh, Wolfington says you look very supple in this lighting. All right, I'm going to take that as a good thing. You look dead, Wild Guy Rocky said. You look fine, you supple couple. Hell, yeah, look. Yeah, don't take life too seriously, guys. This is no fun like that. It's no fun. And also, I feel like whenever we get to the end of this journey of life, you find out that it was all like a virtual reality game and you ran out of quarters or some shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, dude.
Don't even like look forward to the end of it. Like, this whole thing is just an experience and like you have to enjoy that shit.
That's right.
And we are only really saying this because we need to hear it ourselves right
Fuck
now.
Fuck yeah,
like,
we do.
Straight up.
Yeah, we are talking to ourselves tonight. So let's see. Let's get it.
Get it.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got to enjoy the experience, guys. Got to enjoy the experience. Even if you woke as fuck, right?
What does that even really mean?
That just means that you understand that everything in life is bullshit.
You just sound like your mom.
Nah.
Yes, you did.
Nah, my mom would be like...
Son.
Son. That's what my mom does, y'all.
It's adorable.
Son. Even when she's happy with me, she'll be like, hello, son.
My dental dam is doing just damn-y.
My dental dam.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. What's up?
Who are you calling?
I am calling a locksmith. I'm attempting to call a locksmith.
Oh, we played a really cool game last night.
Oh,
you guys,
my God.
Do you guys play board games? We're really cool.
Oh, man.
Not afraid to admit it.
It was fun. It was very fun. Look it up, guys. Tell them what it's called.
Amazed.
Amazed.
It's very difficult if you're creative.
Yeah. It's all analytical. I know there's like a emergency.
You know who would be good at that?
Who?
Whoa there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa there. We're trying to meet you in real life and hang out, bro.
Yeah, we go to that state all the time.
Dude.
Hi, this is Richard from LockTech.
Hi, Richard. One thing that we have been thinking about doing lately is taking, and Whoa there said I need to refresh my goons memes. I forgot about dental dams. Look, we're trying to like consistently get back on the whole social media thing and like put content up everywhere that we can again and all that stuff because we took like a complete break, okay? So one thing I do want to touch on real quick, if you guys are patrons, thank you for your fucking patience. I have no idea how none of y'all left us the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I checked it today before we went live. I'm like, oh my God, you all fucking stayed with us. That's amazing. I cannot believe that. Because we have been shitty Patreon employees.
Yeah, we haven't really done shit.
We have not. The sticker people, you guys are getting stickers sent out soon. I am working on a very fun video for everybody.
We're going to hook you up.
We're going to hook you up. Got some more stand-up coming. Got some more calls coming. All that stuff. So thank you for your patience. You guys are fucking awesome. Whoa there said we've already met. Whoa there,
yeah.
Do not fuck with me. Do not fuck with me. How crazy would that be if we found that out?
I mean, we're from the same state.
Who are? Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
But I don't know. Anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. We have some really cool, exciting stuff that I'm not allowed to talk about right now on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably bring it up next week-ish. And I think that it'll get this whole chat room lit the fuck up.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're referring to.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Yes. Yes. So one thing that I wanted to touch on was the fact that we talk a lot of shit sometimes, and it takes a while for us to deliver those promises. So you guys are just going to see it when you see it. I think that's the best way to go about this.
It doesn't take a while. We're just only two people, and we've got a lot of shit going on.
We are two very ambitious people. Sometimes overly.
Yeah. Like most people put like two goals on their list of things to do for a year. We put like 500,000
an hour.
And that's not false.
Yeah. Let's see. So I'm trying to find I'm not gonna say Oregon, but wink wink nudge nudge. I'm looking for a locksmith. I think it's too late to call a locksmith, unfortunately. But maybe we could do like a Lowe's, right? We could do a Lowe's. They do lock shit. Hello, my name is Lowe's. I'll do lock shit, mate.
Get low.
Actually, you know what? Let's switch up gears. I don't have to do this sound effect shit on every call. All right. I do have one that I've been very excited about this week. So I think that's on here somewhere. Let's call a... Where is it? Yeah. Here it is. Got it. Also, thank you guys for fucking showing up on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Damn.
We are so happy that you guys are super supportive.
Like, when we got up Wednesday, we were like, we're doing a show. It's happening. We put our all into it, and at the final hour, dude, like 2 hours before showtime, we were like, we are just not ready for this, and we don't want to give you guys a half-ass show. Last time we took a long break, we came back with a half-ass show.
And it was really disappointing.
It was trash. I can't even watch that episode. It's very bad.
Oh. Good Lord.
Yeah, but...
Good afternoon, Piano Planet.
Hey, how you doing? I'm trying to see what y'all got in y'all. I'm trying to get a job doing piano tuning, baby.
Oh, okay. What's your name? Number?
My name is Lil Peepee. My name, I'm SoundCloud. What up, motherfucking Lil Peepee? And my number is 302. Hello, you got a pen?
Yeah, I have a pen. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. 302. All right. 5-6-6-6. 4-3, baby. Come on. Little scissor up 302-586-6643. What's up? That's it. All right. Now, listen.
What's your name?
My name is Lil Peepee. I'm on SoundCloud Rapper. I do all the Zyrtec commercials and, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, I've been out here for a long time in these streets, and I've been just trying to warn people, if you know, that diamond tap and all that will give you COVID-19.
I see. And you're a piano tuner? You tune pianos?
Yeah, see, a lot of people in my music career, they've been hiring me to, like, fix pianos and shit like that because they say I'm pitch perfect, baby.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, check it out. Ding!
All right, I'm going to pass that along to the boss. And thanks for calling.
Check it out, motherfucker. Listen, I'll be like, my name is Lil Peepee in the house, and I'm going to promote you in everybody's mouth. Lil Peepee in your mind, and I'm fixing all these pianos each and every time. I said, damn, motherfucker, let me up in your crib. I'm trying to fit your fucking pianos and get that shit woke wig. I'm going to look at and put it on a... things inside. I'm gonna tune that shit with a tuning fork of your mind. Yeah, you gotta adjust your shit. You gotta wake up your mitts. You gotta tell motherfuckers that it's their tech tits. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I could provide a service that no one else could provide. Hello?
Hi. You still there?
Yeah. You hear that?
I didn't hear all of it. I had to put the phone down a second. You were talking a lot there. I had to. Yeah, I'm doing some other work here as well. But I have your name and number, and I'm going to pass that along.
Okay. Well, can you pass along the whole message though? You want me to do it again? And you could just.
No. We're good. I'm good.
Lil Peepee in the house, and I'm going to put myself in everybody's mouth. Lil Peepee.
I'm going to go now. But I got it all.
Don't hang up the motherfucking phone, baby. All
right.
Hell nah, dude.
Yeah, y'all. Pitch perfect. Lil Peepee pitch perfect, baby. Hey, guys. If you guys like our show, and if you guys would like a show of your own, hit Mullet up. Mullet does all this live streaming stuff, right? And what he can do is the same thing that he does for us. So he can take your stream and he can put it on any platform that is streamable, essentially. Man, just hit him up. He's fucking awesome. AndrewShaw@gmail.com. You can ask him any question in the world. This man will figure it out. Our boy Jesse is also on standby. If you guys ever need any audio advice or anything like that, you guys can hit up Jesse as well. Just DM us, and I'll ask if he can get your number and all that. I haven't actually asked him about that. I'm just kind of speaking out of court right now. So, but Jesse's fucking awesome. Shout out to Jesse. Shout out to Mullet for making this fucking show possible. You guys are amazing. We love you. All right, honey. Who you calling next? In this motherfucker.
I had something down for chores. I don't know what that means.
Oh, chores?
Oh, yeah.
You got it?
This one.
Yeah, okay. Which one? The top one? It doesn't matter? Any of them?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Let's do it. If you guys are having fun, man, hit that like button.
Do it now.
That shit helps us out in some algorithmical way that I have absolutely idea, and I'm not going to pretend like I know. But I know that that people tell me that, and you should always believe what everyone tells you all the time.
Including the media.
And yes, definitely. Definitely. Becky call.
Okay.
Change cam. Oh, god damn. I love our audience. oh, shit. I get why they said change cam. It's just mullet on there. All right.
Aloha. Thank you for calling Elite Island Escapes. If this is an emergency, please email us at eliteislandscape@gmail.com.
Why are you calling me if that's the case?
We'll reach
dude,
out.
You gave the wrong advice.
Ain't that some shit? Oh, by the way, guys, check this out. Shout out to CoClud, because I fucking CoClud has like thousands and thousands of subscribers on his YouTube channel. He has his one video. It's got 3 million hits. And this guy puts us as a fucking tag on the end of his video for a month.
Super cool.
3 million fucking views this guy has on a video. And we're blown away. So thank you, CoClud.
Thank you.
You're fucking awesome.
You are.
Everybody go check out CoClud's channel. And you know what? I'll put his channel in this thing. And we'll get that. We'll get it back, baby. Coming back at you.
Dad, you're it.
CoClud let us know, and I didn't know this until 2 weeks after the last episode that we did, that the audio and visuals were like completely off from one another the entire show almost. So sorry about that. Not only did we leave you hanging for 6 weeks, but you got like a horribly misaligned last show.
You look like Dog Duke.
It did. And but we will be posting that episode finally on Podbean this week. So thank you guys. As well as this episode. All right, honey. Get it. Get it.
Who am I calling? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay.
The chores, baby.
Yep, yeah.
Keep using Epstein as a reference. It's a great idea.
Kept his pipes clean.
I kept his flight scene while he did stuff. Yeah, Epstein was a good boss, guys. Great boss, Epstein.
Big Daddy Epstein.
Big Daddy Daycare.
Thank you for calling Unlimited Landscape Hawaii. We're sorry we missed your call. Your call is very important to us. So if you could please leave.
All right, next.
Yeah. I think we got all of our numbers from Hawaii this week.
It seems like it, huh?
It's just easy. They're always open, like, this late.
Yeah, especially now. Like, we're doing a show at 10, so we need them late-night numbers. We need them, you know, just eating Cheetos at 4 a.m., staring at their fucking surfboard in Hawaii numbers.
Oh.
Landscape for my manscape. Yeah, can you trim my hedges?
This ain't working.
Can you get my land in strip? All right.
Let's call this engraving thing.
Engraving. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it then.
This one's kind of a dumb idea.
Is it? Roll with it, honey. It's not dumb if you believe in it. You've got to believe. Put your faith in the Lord.
Okay.
All right.
Is he saying bone ball?
Oh.
I think that's what we were supposed to do. All
right, guys. You know what time it is.
I hate this.
Don't you hate
so much.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three. I said bone bowl, bone bowl. It's Sunday night and no one's answering the fucking phone. I said bone bowl, bone bowl. Call out this head right now. What's up, everybody?
We should have done this 3 times ago.
Yeah. If you guys have never seen this show before, this is the Bone Bowl. And every time that we have two missed calls, we shake up this tiny little head. She dips in her tiny little hand into the cranium of the skeletal system.
I don't even know when system. We did this last.
And pulls out a number from somewhere across the U.S. that is obligated to pick up the phone. What is it? What is this?
Locally sourced seasonal American menu star at this comfy with kitchen with shared farm table seating.
All right, then. I'll still. Country kitchen farm. Doot. Oh, man. I wrote a country song while we were gone.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking lit. Together.
Hey, what about Dick Skin Armrest?
Oh, God. Dick Skin Armrest. That was a duo.
That was a duo, actually.
Tell them how we came up with it.
You had your arm on my dick. And we just woke up.
With clothes.
With clothes. What's it matter?
My sister's watching.
Oh. Yeah, so with clothes.
My mom.
But hello.
For real,
we are
though.
Not available now.
I'm so glad they didn't answer.
Please
thank
leave
you.
Your name and
the universe is looking out for me.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny, though? Damn. Somebody just came up with a great idea. Rocky, RJ, call food place. Say my lady keeps accusing me of a meat shortage. That's fucking great. Okay, so we are doing the engraving, right? Trying to do that the engraving.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Engrave me, daddy.
Well, sure.
So what is your favorite prank call that's gone on since we have been gone? Who has just been fucking killing it as far as shows and calls goes out there, guys? Mm-hmm. And also, did anyone answer, like, what's up with hijinks? Anybody doing shows?
Hey, what it do, though?
Hi, this is John.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. How can I help you?
I'm so surprised you answered. I didn't know you were open on Sundays.
Oh, I'm not. Everything goes over to my cell phone. But that's okay. How can I help you?
Okay. So I was looking to see if I could get some experience or maybe even just a job because I have been unemployed for a little bit now. And I've just come to find out that I might be good at doing engraving type work. Are you guys hiring?
I totally appreciate the call. I wish we were. I'd love to help out anybody. But the one employee plus myself that I had to lay off just this year, were so slow because there's nothing happening in the community or the hotels. And those are my two, you know, like when they have an iron, you know, the Ironman or even just like fishing tournaments or park and rec soccer, football, none of that's happening. So I have no work.
Wow. Well, maybe I could just be like an assistant. What do you call the people that work for free, but it's a fancier name for?
Well, so I've looked into that before with the school kids and everything that are willing to do that. It's just my insurance doesn't cover that. My insurance only covers employees. And so it's like, well, if somebody comes in and they just hang out in my showroom, that's not very, you know, fun because they want to be back actually doing, I mean, there's nothing to do in this showroom, but my insurance won't cover anybody in the back unless they're an actual employee.
Oh.
So,
well,
yeah, super frustrating.
You could just say that I'm an employee or something, but check this out. I just did a 23andMe thing. Like, this is for real, during COVID-19. And I found out, can you freaking believe it, that I'm related to Neanderthals? And, you know, they're really good with, like, cave painting and carving and all types of cool shit with their hands. Isn't that crazy? So do you want to, like, hire me to do this so I can like, carve everything by hand and it could be this, like, really original, cool thing? I mean, I used...
Well, you can... Go ahead.
I used to carve into trees all the time, like in high school and stuff, when I dated like 30,000 dudes. And like now, I feel like I'm just so good at carving. Like, obviously I am because I got the 23andMe thing and I'm related to the Neanderthals.
That's awesome. I do appreciate the call. I seriously do. Maybe, you know, when things are a little bit busier, that'd be super fun to, you know, check in. But for me, we're just trying to make it through the summer to see if we can even leave our doors open.
Oh, I see. So, well, maybe maybe you could offer like a summer camp or something.
I wish I could. I really honestly do. I appreciate the call, but
I mean,
you know, you may want to check. I mean, if it's like carving and everything, you may want to check some of the like the galleries and everything that actually have wood carvers. I mean, if that's something that you're interested in doing, to actually, for me, it's all computerized stuff. All I do is laser engraving.
Oh, like CNC machines. You know, my uncle.
It's all computerized. Mm-hmm.
My uncle Jeffrey Epstein used to have one of those. He didn't kill himself, by the way.
Got it. Got it.
The more you know, you know? Hey, so maybe you could offer like a summer camp at your house. I'll bring the stuff over and we could just hang out and kick it, old crackle, gonna Coca-Cola.
I really appreciate the phone call, but I should get back to my family. So
I understand. Well, I could be your family.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for listening. I love you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you okay, too. Bye.
I think we laughed in the phone before I hung up.
So
honey, are you high? Did you get high like during the call?
I told you earlier I felt like I was high as shit.
And also, what in the hell? What was that noise?
I don't know.
Was that downstairs in our house?
It sounded like a door creaked open.
Yeah.
I straight up, first of all, thought it was your butt because I smelled something bad.
I thought it was
bad.
Your butt.
I smelled something really bad. And then it's like... And I was like, oh my God, what is that? And we both laughed and heard it at the same time.
Yeah, I feel like one of us should get up and go, like, check and see if, like, there's a monster in our living room.
I said, crack over Coca-Cola.
Like, what?
So,
dick skin armrest.
Get that dick skin armrest.
Let me see if I can
put
find
your
it.
Brother now to the test. What the fuck is wrong?
I don't know. Oh man, you know what, next week guys, I'm gonna write this down. I'm gonna bring that dick skin armrest song. I'll play it on here because I actually sang it on my phone recorder, and I'll edit it and I'll bring it on here. Y'all got to hear that dick skin.
Wait, what are you saying? Sorry, I'm reading. What'd you say?
I said next week we're gonna take that day that I wrote that dumbass dick skin armrest song. I put it on my phone. And I'm going to edit it.
Did you
didn't
write that?
I wrote it.
No, you didn't.
You wrote some of it, but I wrote a lot of it.
You a poser.
No, because I'm the one that made it about PCP and running from the cops.
That's fine.
It is fine. It's a
fine
song.
But I gave
song.
You the meat and the potatoes, so.
Yeah, but based on my meat. Based on my meat.
You're so ridiculous.
So remember
it was based
that.
On my meat, too.
Oh, that's cute, honey.
No, my arm, duh.
All right, moving on.
Oh, my God.
Dick skin on real.
That song sucks anyway. Fuck that song.
No. I'll do that. All right, this one should be fun. I don't have the sound effects that I wanted for this call, so maybe we could do it at a later date as well. But let's see if I can pull this off.
I saw that Brandon said that it'd make him feel uncomfortable. Good.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Please answer.
I seriously thought I was losing it.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Due to the COVID-19, 18, 17, 16? Well, it would be like an auctioneer. I got a COVID-19, 18, 17, 16, 14, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15.
What was that noise?
A sound effect. It's like a car backing up into the ether space.
Take me,
daddy. Slam my head into the steering wheel, daddy. Put your butt cheeks. If you guys are on our Creepy Tiki private group, this is what we really do. This is our real job.
Yeah, you still like us, right?
How to get people to be freaked out by you.
Aloha, you have reached.
Oh, hello.
How to win friends and influence people. Thick skin on breast.
Thick skin on breast.
Oh, God. Life's a joke.
Oh, man. Hopefully we don't lose customers, but, you know, this is how we work, guys. This is where we get our inspiration for selling Kratom and Kratom.
What?
I don't know. I think I'm high too. Kratom and Kratom. Kratom and Kratom. Put your booty now to the test. What? What's happening? What? This is so silly. They need to answer.
System 80.
Damn. All right. No pawn shop. All right. Let's do a vape shop.
Yeah. Vape rape.
Woo. Vape rape, baby. It's the grape vape rape, baby, baby.
From plume to tomb.
Plume to tomb, baby. That's it. Here we go. Didn't we see that in an actual... We saw it like in an actual vape store or something, right?
What?
Be the emergency product.
We saw what?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Wild guy what? Rock. I don't know.
Plume to tomb?
Yes.
No, I think I made that shit up.
I know, but then we saw it somewhere in the real world. Yeah, we did. And we were like, what?
Weird.
Mm-hmm. That's how life works. You write a good joke and fucking the reality steals it from you. Rocky, you got some really good ideas tonight, man.
You do.
Aloha. You have reached... Oh, hello, ha.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what I was calling. Okay, we're doing the vape store. All right, let's do it. We ate Papa John's tonight for pizza, because... For pizza. That's what's wrong with us.
For pizza's sake.
For pizza's sake, brother. Take it.
Good evening. Can I help you?
Hi, yeah. I was wondering if you guys are hiring or whatever.
I'm sorry. What products are you looking for?
I was wondering if you guys are hiring like Matt, like hiring.
Oh, yeah. Looking for guys. Oh, not yet. Maybe in about a week or so. Right now, yeah. Right now, we're fully staffed at the moment.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Cool. Okay. No. Hold on. No. So I got this idea, and I don't know if you guys would be interested. I'm pretty sure it's gonna make like millions of dollars. So, I mean, are you open for a suggestion, real quick? I mean, even if I'm not like working there yet. Cool.
I'm actually just a worker down here. I'm not a business owner.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Here it is. Okay. Here it is. Shut up. Here it is. All right. So think about this. What if you took all of your vape juice? Are you with me, bro? Hello? Fuck. He didn't like the shut up part. Let me get another vape call in real quick. Let's see if I can get somebody with this. This is such a dumbass idea.
Is it?
Yes. I believe so.
Hi, you've reached Vape Kings McCully. We've moved. Our new location is...
All right, well, you know what? Let me get a grocery store. I want to do... I want to do Rocky's idea. Here's the idea I came up with first thing in the morning. I want it to be Terrence McKenna trying to get hired as the Walmart greeter. Hi, welcome to Walmart. Have you tried DMT? All you've got to do is blast off into cyberspace and you can actually become one of the elves. Are you guys hiring for this position? I've never done the voice yet, so it needs some work, but we'll get there. Hi. I just became that character I just did. All right, these people are open. Let's call this fucking grocery store. Rocky, I love that.
Goat blocks?
That meat shortage idea. That shit's funny. Let's do it. To the test. What? Here we go. Meat blocks. Love the impression. I like the info. Thanks, man. Shut up. It isn't used enough, bro. I invented something.
Thanks for calling Market of Choice at the Goat Block. We are open daily from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach.
Thanks for the love, y'all, on the Terrence McKenna thing. It needs some work, but it'll get there. It'll get there, y'all. Oh, this is the place. Closes soon. So these guys are like, They're putting the bags away. They're putting the bag ladies away.
That's
they're
a co-op, too. So there's, like, short staff trying to get the fuck out of there. Right.
They're going to love this. Damn. Hi. Have you ever heard of DMT?
Alberta Co-op.
Hey, yeah. I'm wondering if you guys are hiring.
Yeah, I think we're hiring. I think there's a hiring happening.
What about, like, in the meat place?
In the what?
In, like, the deli meat place.
We don't have a deli.
All right. Okay. Now, you guys do have, like, frozen meat?
Yes.
All right. Cool. So, my girlfriend is, like, harboring on me a lot, dude. And she's saying that everybody's got a meat shortage out right now. Do you guys have a meat shortage still, or what's it about? No? Okay.
We have stuff.
Okay, because my girlfriend said that I have a meat shortage.
That's fair. She's probably correct.
You think I have a small dick?
You know, I don't know.
What's yours look like, dude? Like, just be honest with me.
Go fuck yourself.
I mean, fuck you, man. Fuck you.
An egg? Like
an
Epstein.
Epstein egg.
He said go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, buddy.
I'm angry.
Hey, get out of here.
Bro, are you hiring?
Hiring,
dude? All right, what are he calling? I'm definitely from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Hello, who you calling?
People around here say words very strange.
They do. That is like a Baltimore meets San Diego.
Talbot.
If you say Talbot, then I know you ain't from Talbot.
They say crabs really weird too. You gotta get some crabs.
Crabs. Got
like
some crabs.
How do you spell that? Craybs.
Cra7as.
Yeah. Crabs.
All right, who you calling?
Edible.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby, baby, baby. Don't you know I got baby scabies? Oh, we thought we had scabies. That was fun.
He said baby scabies.
Baby scabies.
Ew.
Yeah. That wasn't cool. But we did for a little bit. But we did not. It was a rash from washing myself too much because I have paranoia. Isn't that bad? The doctor was like, literally, you are using too
You're
much
too
soap.
You're too clean.
You're too clean.
Yo, what's up with this dial tone?
Oh, yeah.
Edible arrangements in my pahu.
Oh, hi. So, are you guys hiring?
I think we're still taking in applications, but I don't.
Oh, cool.
I'm not sure if we're hiring. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, like, I was just like trying to figure out some things because, like, I'm looking for a new job, and like during this whole like COVID-19 thing, I got like super good at like doing gardening stuff. And, like, I learned how to cultivate all kinds of cool things, and I really explored my green thumb.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, I learned how to make a lot of cool things, like gummies and chocolates and lollipops and all other types of, like, sweet treats. So I was wondering if maybe I could talk to the manager about, like, opening an edible arrangement shop.
Okay. The manager is not here at the moment.
Okay, well, like, what do you think about it? We could make, like, a fortune here. You don't even have to fucking tell anybody. I mean, do you like trees? Do you like the stuff? I can't say it because the government might be listening.
Like, trees? Is that what you...
Yeah, like fire. You know what I'm talking about? Like them nasty nugs, girl. Like, can you like meet me halfway here or what? Hello?
Hello.
What happened?
Oh, sorry. I got cut off.
Oh, well, I didn't do it. I'm trying to, like, add you to the paycheck here, baby. Do you want to, like, make some money? Like, we could make a real fortune. Are you down, like, Charlie Brown or what?
I'll think about it.
Okay, so have you ever had edibles before?
Edibles, as in...
What? You don't... How do you not know? Like, you either have them or you haven't.
Yes, I have.
What about, like, CBDB treebies?
Oh, no, I don't think... Yeah.
Can you just, like, put the supervisor on the phone?
Oh, yeah. Our supervisor is currently out for the day.
Oh, true that. So, like, do you think that we could open up a delivery service for the edible arrangements?
I am not so sure. I'm just a regular worker here.
What's regular? I mean, you should give yourself a little more credit, right? Like, you're totally there doing all the work right now. Don't let them brainwash you. Baby girl, holler at me. I'm trying to help you make some money. You ain't no regular basic bitch. Come on now. Get up out of there and come on, make them edible arrangements. Y'all ever had squab blobs?
What is that?
Y'all ever had squab blobs?
No.
You ever blog about squab?
I don't know what that is.
You ever had squabby pops?
Nope.
Y'all serve squab?
No.
Oh, well, I feel like I'm talking to Fort Knox or something. Fuck, man. This is rough. I'm trying to get through to you. Do you want to be an entrepreneur or nah? You're either an entrepreneur or I'm kicking you in the manure.
Do you want to talk to someone else?
Hell yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Yo, she's losing her shit.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, you're gonna make that edible and put it in your butt. You gotta boost.
At Edible Arrangements,
that
to deliver happiness
and
to
you
others.
Gotta take some weed and put it in your butt, in your booty hole.
We believe that
that's
the
right.
Gestures of love often
because your booty is tight
junk.
And it's
so
right.
So whether you're shopping today for
not
how long, mother, father, child, or friend, what you feel
get her
love,
to cry, Rob.
Share love.
What is this lady? How is she
get
so
her to
elite?
Cry.
Our delicious arrangements and
yeah,
jackets,
when they pick up
me,
the old lady.
Boxes
I was going to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I said I'm going to change people here.
And 100% real, semi-sweet, and white chocolate.
Hi, Edibles by Paul.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm just trying to look for a new job, and I don't think that the young lady on the phone earlier knew what she was doing.
Aww.
I'm a senior citizen, and I really know that I have still good hands, and you would be in good hands if you put me in your hands, and I would make notable arrangements.
Yeah, all of our spots are filled for right now.
Oh, why?
But there is Safeway.
Fuck Safeway. I'm too good for that. I want something more creative. I'm a crafty old woman.
Maybe the edibles in Bishop?
What? No, I want to work at this one. Fuck you.
Okay, thank you.
You bitch. You a bitch.
She said, fuck you. She said, thank you. You can't get get that mad at a lady that old. If a old, if a lady that old is like, "Fuck you," you just gotta. Fuck you! You don't do what you tell me.
That was ridiculous.
Oh man! All right, guys, I think that's it for us for the night. Okay. I'm fucking beat.
I'm going.
I am like, yeah, I'm beat as shit. But anyway, guys, we will be back this Wednesday. In the meantime, hit up them sample packs, y'all. Get yourself, if you don't know what Kratom and Kava and CBD and all that stuff is, get it.
We're literally sending out like 15 to 20 tomorrow. I can't even remember. Yeah. I lost count, and we got two during the show, so.
Yep. These aren't on the website yet on creepytikitea.com. Neither is the CBD, but they will be up there. Keep in mind, guys, this pack right here is at least $40 worth of Kratom, and it's free shipping. So yep. If you guys want to try and see what the hell this stuff is we talk about all the time. Also, if you want a mystery box sent to your house every single month, we make them. We do that on Patreon. $25, y'all.
And when they're about to get real fucking cool.
Real fancy like.
Yeah, I was going to say something and then I almost burped into the microphone. So.
You can get that in the mystery box too.
Uh-huh. Yep, I'll just seal it in a Ziploc bag for you.
Oh, our boy Corey, you know, that young scallywag. Go check out his shop up there in PA, Trucksville, PA. He's a fucking awesome guy.
He's super cool.
Super cool. One of our good friends. He's got a great kava bar. And we're going to be going up there and painting his windows pretty soon. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I talked to him about it today.
Hell yeah.
He cool.
He cool. He cool.
He good peeps.
Check out Hijinks, y'all. Hijinks is that chat, baby. That chitty chitter. And you guys can be in a prank call community group. I'm not sure if they're still doing the live prank calls. That's why I was asking you guys. I don't know. But I know that you basically, when you go to this Discord, you are linked in to a plethora, an encyclopedia of every prank call or prank call group known to man. Like, it's fucking cool. You guys should check it out. Again, check us out on Patreon. If you guys want to be about that, hit up our boy Dragon Mirror on the way out. Leave this channel. Go directly to his channel when you're done. It's fucking well worth it. Again, RIP Carlito. Love to you, man. You're fucking awesome. And as always, Mullet Multi-Stream Services. If you want to run a show like ours, Mullet will hook it the F up, boy. He hook it up, boy. Stay tuned soon to find out if you're not a Patreon, if you're not a patron, how you get this sticker.
What?
I said, find out soon. I was talking to them. No. But find out soon how you get this sticker. I think there's a carbon monoxide leak
really
in the house.
Really quiet.
I know.
And I was like, is that a question for me? Because I wasn't listening at all.
I don't know. I think that's everything tonight, guys. Remember, don't take life too seriously. Especially right now. Have fun with it because we're all going to die one day.
Yeah.
It's my job. It's your job. It's her job. It's everyone's job to laugh.
To your epitaph.
That's right.
Yeah, we fucking love you.
We love you guys so much, man.
Thanks for coming back.
Oh, thank you guys for coming back so much. We love you guys so very much. If you had fun, hit the like because soon we're all going to be dressing like this. And it's going to be a very fun thing to do when you pop a glory hole in the front of that outfit right there.
What? Boy. Bro, spring's like basically over.
And that's true. I got to update that. I definitely have to update that. If you guys aren't subscribed to the channel already, consider it, man. We're fucking back, which means we're going to be dropping a lot of new content. And for the people that are dollar subscribers to Patreon, we do have stickers coming out. We're going to mail some out this week, actually. Not the new ones. The new ones are coming out soon, but we are going to mail you some limited edition stickers that they don't make no more, right? And then also keep in mind that there's going to be a really fucking cool video we're about to drop soon on there as well. For anyone, any patron, doesn't matter how much you pay. And I totally forgot this, guys. Thank you for joining us when you got to get a job, right? That's what we did tonight, guys. We are hired to fucking hell!
Wow.
Yeah!
Make it stop. Why is it doing that?
I don't know. I meant to do it at the beginning of the show, but I forgot.
I think it threw us like off sync.
You think? You think that did? That. Oh, you wouldn't see it in here anyway. Ooh. It would be in yonder. Let's see. Is there anything anyone wants to say before we go? Speak now. If I have a hug, you peace. See you, Weds. Yeah, see you Wednesday. Thank you so much for the show. Thank you, Wolfington. that's going to haunt my dreams. Good. Same. That was the point.
Same.
Give me the number for Safeway. Okay, we will. All right, guys. That's it. Go check out ATB. Check out ATB. They got a fucking great series, 4.5 stars. We're going to leave you guys with that. And other than that, honey, you got anything else you'd like to say to the people tonight?
Thanks for showing up. Sorry, we haven't.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We've been really busting our ass to try to make a couple bucks so we can still live in this house.
Yeah.
So thanks for being patient with us. We love you.
Again, thanks for staying patrons. That's fucking awesome. Go to ATB. Actually, go to 4.5 stars. That's the channel name, and check out this entire series. And other than that, we will see you this Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
We love you.
Thanks for stopping. Bye.
Love you.
Archie.
What's up, man?
This place is a shithole.
Yeah, I know, man.
I think it's a pretty sweet deal. What you got going on? You're staying there for free.
It's just a place for now while I'm figuring out what me and Leah are.
I think that's all. I thought there was more, but apparently I bought everything.
Yeah, I'm a minimalist.
I saw on Facebook that you're staying in some hippie Airbnb laundry room.
Archie.
Yeah, I didn't post
There's
that.
A mattress in here.
Yeah, that's my bed.
This is a beautiful place. This is a beautiful Airbnb, and we really like the accommodation. But you can't interrupt us like this. You could have killed us, man.
How long you have been running this place? You don't look like the guy on website.
No, that's Gordon. Kind of like his assistant. This is his place.
Hey, whoa, yep. Before he leaves.
The guest didn't find the keys last time.
I've been here for 20 minutes.
The keys under the igneous rock.
We stand with this? Come up here and fix this. All white people know how to joke. Hurry!
We just letting anybody book here or
anybody who pays.
Oh my God, is that a gun?
Why would I come to dirty ass Baltimore and not have a gun?
Yeah, good point.
Are you a millennial?
I think so.
You here for that psychedelic shit?
Yeah, and I'm the events manager for Mushroom Times.
This is not High Times magazine. This is not some H&R Puffin stuff, hippie bullshit.
I think we need to give more drugs to more people.
Look, I don't work at Mushroom Times, okay? You told me guest check-in is priority.
Let's go back to your place. Anybody staying at the Airbnb?
I don't know, some random person from the internet.